Okay, what I missed the xylophone.
You are listening to WHFR Dearborn, WHFR.FM, the station making waves, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. This is another edition of the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, we have the gentleman known as the High Views. How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey.
I can hear you, so all sounds good then. All right, we got some rockabilly that we're going to listen to for the next hour. And what are we going to start out with?
This first song is called A Mile Away.
All right.
Walking down the street in the light of day. Pretty girl smiles when she walks away. Keeps on walking on down the street. Keeps on walking on a pretty beat. Can't make it look like you say. Gotta think fast, gotta find a way. She's a mile away, she's born to be. A mile away, that crowded street. Every minute's later, I'm the loneliest to be. She's a mile away, but she's a one for me. A mile away, but she's a one for me. That look from across the street made my legs and feet feel the beat. Switch my brain into overdrive. Baby, this old boy come alive. I'll step west, I'll head east. Won't be the dog in that fast beach. She's a one for me. Mile away, but she's a one for me. Rolling down the street like crazy man, hoping all the way for a faster plan. Saw her wallet going on the ground. Picked it up, now it's heaven bound. Said I'd scream, call the police. I'm in jail, that police. She's a mile away, it's all right with me. Drinking on the plane to see. I'm sitting in prison, she's on the street. She's a mile away, it's all right with me. Mile away, it's all right with me.
All right.
Well, thank you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM. This is Motor Live Drive at 5, and in the studio we have the High Views. Why don't you take a second there, if you could introduce yourselves, starting with you, Jeff?
Yeah, hey everybody. I'm Jeff Bitzinger. I'm guitar, vocals.
Paul Royal, upright bass, backing vocals.
And Alan Curtis on drums.
If you didn't hear him, that's Alan Curtis on the drums back there.
Poor yeah. Guy. It's always the unsung hero, the drummer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there he is. There he is.
All right. Can we hear him now?
How about now?
No.
It's tough. He's talking through the hi-hat mic.
Okay. We'll work on it.
All right.
In case he wants to talk a little later on. Otherwise, okay. How long you guys been together?
2.5 years, Paul?
Yeah,
Paul would know better than me. Over 2 years.
Yeah, a little over 2 years.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
And you're pretty much, you'd say you're the Port Huron area? That's where you're based out of?
No, actually not at all.
No.
We are Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Southeast Michigan.
Oh, all right. Forgive me on that one.
No, I'm from Port Huron, you know, but you know, we're really a Detroit-based situation here.
I guess I was going about by that recent show you had there and. What was it? You've been playing the Roche Bar
in Port Huron. Yep, that's always a good time.
But they treat us right there.
Yeah, but we actually have done a lot of out of state stuff too. Ohio and it's been great actually. So
the Midwest is starting to catch on to the high views.
We hope so.
Hey, that's how it's done, the old fashioned way. You just keep
right.
playing out there, and eventually they go, "Wait a minute, I remember these guys. I love them."
Yep.
All right, so you have a new release that just came out?
Yes, we recorded with Dave Roof, Rooftop Studios, who's fantastic, and we went in and we busted this thing out. The album's called Not Slowing Down, and it's got, what do we got, Paul, 11 tracks on
11 tracks, all original music.
Yep, and we just went in and knocked this thing out real quick, but we were really happy with it, and... you know, these guys are fantastic to work with, so it was all super great. So.
Okay.
Sounds really good.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well,
you can, I don't know, it's available online at our shows.
All that good stuff. So. And every song we're pretty much playing today is on that record.
So. Okay, so we're getting a preview. If you like what you hear today, listeners, then you might want to go out and see if you can snag that new release then. And what is it called one more time?
It's called Not Slowing Down, and actually the next song we're going to play is the title track.
Ah, there we go. All right.
Good segue.
Uh-huh.
Are we ready?
Yep.
All right. This old hot rod's not slowing down. This old hot rod's not slowing down. You can trip, roll down, fly, let the air out of my tires. This old hot rod's not slowing down. Come on, boys! Something new. But go ahead, cause girl, I don't need you. I'll find another, just you wait and see. There's still a lot more miles inside of me. And this old hot rod's not slowing down. All hot rods not slowing down. You can set the road on fire, let the air out of my tires. This old hot rod's not slowing down. Detroit Steel. And this old hot rod.
road on by, put the air out of my tires, cram the sugar in my tank. Let's see what I have to think. I'll be rolling out of town with that head on to the ground. It's all hot rods, not slowing down. It's all hot rods, not slowing down.
Right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Oh, we heard that, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's our sound engineer, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, a little too hot. A little too hot.
Yeah. We thought we could set it a little higher, but I guess not. But all is good. Yes, live in the studio, we have the Highviews. And they're playing tracks from their brand new release called Not Slowing Down. And that was actually the title track that we just heard there. So about how long did it take you to get this recording together, gentlemen?
That's the funny part, isn't it? it was ridiculously fast. We did this whole thing in a couple of days, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I mean, we went in and... busted out a lot of tracks in one day, and then it's a matter of just going back after the fact and kind of sweeten everything up a little bit. And but this whole thing was done, you know, like I say, pretty breakneck speed. But you know, it worked out great.
So. A lot of it was recorded live, actually, not too different from now, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's probably what makes it go a little quicker and a little easier, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not overthinking it and overproducing it and doing this and
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
You really capture the energy that way, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That'll work. So, yeah, you got to maybe get with some of these other bands. I talk to, you know, bands every single week, and some of them say, yeah, well, went in and did a few songs, and then we're going to go back in another couple months. And, you know, a year later, they're still trying to finish something.
Right.
No offense against them, and they still do great music, but, you know, there's something to be said. A lot of the stuff that I grew up on, these bands would record a record. I mean, right. Taking an entire week was like, wow, it took you that long?
Yeah, some of the best albums ever made were just, you know, they cranked them out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree, you know, you can really overdo it. I think. Well, especially with what we're doing, you know, it would be silly to get a little too fancy, you know. At least this time around.
Yes, it would, yeah.
Yeah, next time around, I seriously could hear, like, I'm not kidding, like horn sections and stuff on a couple of our songs. But now that would be, you know. That would be the next time we're going to triple the budget, right, guys? I don't know about that, but anyway.
So it would be 3 days instead of 2 days, right?
We'll see, you know. But, it was a great time, you know. It's a nervous thing to go in and, hey, let's make an entire record, you know, mm-hmm. as quickly as possible. And it came out great, so.
Well, I can't speak for myself because I've never done a record, but it's like a child, isn't it?
You don't know what you're going to have when you're done, too. I mean, unless you're spending
like
a fortune,
a child.
You know what I mean? Exactly, yeah. And, you know, so that was, you know, we had our sound down pretty great before we went in, and that was the key part, was just kind of capture this
mm-hmm.
This is a good lineup that we have here. This is us, like our ideal lineup. The three of us really work well together. And
For sure. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, I think I met Jeff at the Rumbleville, actually, is when I first saw you play.
Wow.
And I don't think it was this exact lineup either.
Was it the Highviews, though?
It was, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was the first
Highviews. Oh, yeah. Yep, that would have been with a different guy that was great. He was great. So, yep, yes, indeed. Yeah, no, you know, it's been a little journey here, you know, getting things nailed down, you know, this is fantastic right here, what we got, you know. So mm-hmm. yeah, no plans of stopping here, so it's all good.
Works for us. Sounds like you three are happy together, and that's all that matters.
Surprisingly. No, it's been good.
Yep. Well, that's great.
Yep.
All right, why don't we do another one? What do we have?
All right. This next one is called Live in My Car. Biographical in nature.
There's a lot of rockabilly songs about cars.
Yeah.
This one is about being forced to live in one.
come on Friday. Please it's just the way things are. I'm gonna live in my car. I drove to the corner, past the railroad track. I put on the pedal, and I never went back. So that's a city, faith in the mirror. Don't know where I'm going, but I'm getting near. I'm gonna live in my car. I got nowhere place to go. I guess it's just the way things are. I'm gonna live in my car. Travel far. Put the brakes to the stir at the back of the bar. If we stop drinking, plan on getting drunk. I'll take the back seat, take the trunk. I'm gonna live in my car. I got no other place to go. I feel it's just the way things are. Gonna live in my car. I'm gonna live in my car. I'm gonna live in my car.
All right. Live in the studio, the High Views on the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. So, you got a big show happening tomorrow, don't you?
Yep.
Go for it, Paul.
We're playing with everybody.
Anybody that matters.
At PJ's. Well, I wouldn't say that, but I can't think of who's been left off the bill. We're at PJ's Lager House tomorrow night with the Twist and Tarantulas, who are...
Never heard of them.
Exactly. You may have heard of them. They've been playing this style in this area
for a couple years. Yeah.
Since I was in diapers. Yeah, a few years. The Ruiners, good friends of ours, great band. And some friends of ours from Ohio, actually. We're talking about playing Ohio. The Whiskey Daredevils, who are a phenomenal band from the Cleveland area?
Yes.
As I recall, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great lineup. Yeah. It's really amazing how it all came to be, and I do want to take a second to mention we are going on first. So please
be punctual.
Please don't do the "hey man, sorry we missed you guys" thing. Please. But anyway, so doors are like early. Doors are like at 8, and we're assuming we're going to go on 9-ish. You know, you never know.
Right.
But it'll be pretty early, so we're going on first. And we're trying to keep the night sort of skipping along and not a lot of dragged out. So it's, I think every band's just going to play a nice, you know, not too crazy long set so we can keep it all going. And but we go on first, so want to mention it.
Special note to listeners, if you want to check out the High Views, you want to get there early, get your dinner done, you know, at a reasonable time and head out to PJ's Lager House. That's on Michigan Avenue, Corktown, over by where... Oh, I still
it's where Tiger hurts Stadium me used to be.
I know it still hurts me to say that.
It's the only landmark is where it used to be.
Yeah,
Navin Field, right?
It's yeah, there you go.
The new name, Navin Field.
Wow.
Well, it's gone back to its original name from the 20s, the Navin Field.
What are they going to be doing with that, Alan?
Well, the Navin Field's ground crew is illegally cutting the grass every week in the summer. But that's just about it. People play ball on there every, you know, on the weekends. It's like a public park.
It's a popular. I actually live across the street from the Lager House, full disclosure. And so I can attest to it. It's a very popular park location there.
Boy, you got it made. You can just walk to the gig tomorrow.
I can crawl home.
We played there before, and it's a great visual of Paul wheeling his behemoth amp across Michigan Avenue there.
And then anybody that imbibes a little too much, they all pile into Paul's house, right?
It
hasn't really happened yet. I don't know.
Probably shouldn't have said that on the radio that I live there.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Paul. Well, you brought it up, I guess, so I can't take full blame.
All the Corktown drifters will be coming by.
Yeah.
All right. So tomorrow night, a big show with the High Views, Twisting Tarantulas, the Ruiners, and the Whiskey Daredevils out of Ohio. It should be a great show if you happen to be in that neck of the woods. And we're playing stuff from the new release, Not Slowing Down, and we're just going to keep it going. I guess I don't have to ask what this song's about. 12 ounces lighter.
It's the world's largest cigarette lighter.
It's pretty self-explanatory. Trust me.
I think so.
All right. Well, let's just do it.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. One, two. One, two, three.
As I slammed off the door, 'cause the scent of another is making me smother. No sense in pretending this romance is ending. I'm losing my mind over you. The bottle is 12 ounces lighter, but my heart is still heavy from you. The bottle is 12 ounces lighter. Yeah, so pour me another, my bartender brother. I got me some drinking to do. I changed out the front locks, you broke in the mailbox, stole my last paycheck, had wild sex with rednecks. My name's in the gutter, thought there was no other. I'm losing my mind over you. It's 12 ounces lighter. My heart is heavy for me. The bottle is 12 ounces lighter. So pour me another, my bartender brother. I got this drink under you. I'm all alone now, nothing left in here, no whiskey, no cold beer. The bar stool is calling, there's no sense in stalling. I got me some drinking to do. Yeah, the bottle is 12 ounces lighter, but my heart is still heavy on you. It is, the bottle is 12 ounces lighter, so come on, pour me another, my bartender brother. I got me some drinking to do. Pour me another, my bartender brother. Got me some drinking to do.
All righty. No, I don't know why, but all of a sudden I'm kind of thirsty right now. I can't figure it out. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show happens every Thursdays from 4 to 6, live band from 5 to 6. And speaking of, what you've been hearing for the last 20-so minutes is the High Views, and they're from the Detroit area, and we're listening to some great rockabilly there. And this is from their new release, Not Slowing Down. Alrighty. So most of these songs, how about how long it took you to write those, you know? I mean, as far as...
Well, That's a good question. Some of them are older than others. You know, it's funny. To me, these all seem really old, you know. I mean, when you've written a song and it's more than a year old, it's kind of like, oh, man. But most of these kind of fell together pretty quick, you know. It's always great when you can just bust a fast, you know, you do something fairly quick. Like, okay, this is good. Stop, you know. But once in a while, it takes a lot of little lyrical tweaking to get it to all fall in nice, you know. But it's a tough one to answer. Most of them, you know, kind of I write over a very extended period of time. It's like 3 weeks to finally kind of, okay, I'm happy with this, you know. So, but that's kind of how it works pretty much. And, you know, we still
have a few that kind of write themselves, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've got some, you know, new stuff we're itching to get out too. So, you know, it's been we've been really busy with a lot of other things, and it's time to kind of get back into, you know, finishing up several new ones we've got, and then of course there's more back in my mind I haven't busted out yet. So that's going on, you know.
All right. Well, speaking of, I mean, not to take away too much from not slowing down, do you have other music that's available that's older than that?
Actually, no, we don't.
Okay.
There's just some stuff we've done live that, you know, we had out there for people to listen to.
If you poke around the internet,
YouTube,
you might
videos, maybe.
You might find some stuff of us.
But nothing officially recorded or anything like that?
Nope, not really. So.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
But there is stuff that exists before the High Views existed.
Yes, there is. I was okay, you guys, I'll take a second here. I was in a one-man rockabilly band, believe it or not. We were called Suburban Sun, yeah.
Okay.
And so that was really fun. I did that for quite a while, and I'm not going to lie to you. A couple of these tunes are dragged over from Suburban Sun era. So, but it feels good to write brand new stuff. So, so yeah, you know, it's been out there for a while. Some of this, but yeah.
If you think singing and playing guitar is difficult, try that plus playing the drums.
Wow,
it's impressive.
I can't even imagine that.
And it was a lot of fun, you know, and it still might happen once in a while. But this is, you know, once we got on this train here, I'm like, no, man, this is great, you know. Because, I mean, part of the reason you start a one-man band is because you kind of fed up with the band situation, you know, of all the crap. And so it was just sort of like,
sorry.
Oh, it's not you, man. And then, you know, and then you finally, you know, it's always that thing, you know, you find something really good and it's like, all right. This wins, you know. And I was doing both for a while, and then it just sort of got to the point where it's like, I got other stuff going on in my world, so it's going to be really hard to do two things kind of halfway rather than just do one thing
full on.
So this is it.
You know? Now those songs can be fleshed out because you get these two gentlemen.
Which is cool. Yeah, it's great, you know. And like I say, I'm pretty much done bringing back any of that old stuff anyway. So everything from this point out, it's going to be
moving forward.
Brand new stuff, yeah. Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's hear another track then.
All right, this is our, I think it's 1 minute and 57 seconds song.
Oh, quick one.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll say really quick, what's really cool about this one on the record is that we recorded this in one take, live, and that was it. It was great. It was crazy.
You didn't have to tweak it or anything?
We did nothing. We played it, recorded it.
As is.
And we got done, and the guy, Dave, just says, sounds really good, guys. We kind of went, yeah, okay. So... this one took us 2 minutes to record in the studio.
Wow.
So, here we go. I'm back from the bar, from the party's through. Oh, yeah.
money, wasted all my time. Had me thinking we had something real, wish I'd read the signs. When I think of you and what we did, you laugh at the crime, but I'm still crying. I'm still crying. I'm still crying.
Sounded like somebody was having fun with that one. All right. Yeah, short but sweet, and a short recording at that, time-wise anyway. You know, I'm going to have to give your business card to some guy named Axl Rose. You can teach him how it's done, you
Never
know?
Never heard of him.
Paul's had to deal with him before. He doesn't want to talk about it.
You can do one take, or you can take one decade. Let's see, which one do we want to do here?
Yeah, that's true. At what cost, too, you know?
Oh, my God, yeah. You know, we could have funded a third world country for that time, with what was probably spent.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys sound really tight. You sound happy to play together, you know?
That's
great. All right, so what would be the best place for people to look for your music? We'll do a little more specifics. You have a Facebook page, correct?
Yep. If you go to the Facebook page, we're on Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
You can find our music there. And you know, at our shows,
okay,
you could see us, and we've got you know, CDs there.
You think you'll have any CDs available at any of the mom and pop places around anytime?
You know, it didn't occur to me.
Hmm. Yeah.
Are those still around?
Oh yeah, there's not many of them, but we do have a few.
They have this thing called vinyl, which I had never heard of it, but. But apparently that's what everybody sells now.
It's hip with the kids.
Yeah. It's hip with the youngins, yep. You know. But yeah, there's a few places out there that still do that, you know, and do it proud. So might be an idea to look into.
Yeah,
never
definitely.
Know. You know. Hey, you never know. You could walk into one of those record stores and it's like, wait a minute, that's me playing right now.
That would be nice.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so the main way would be through Facebook and Bandcamp then. Okay.
And live shows.
And of course, Dave.
Yep.
Which, let's talk about that again in case anybody's listening that wasn't here a little bit ago. You have a show coming up tomorrow at PJ's Lager House on Michigan Avenue in Corktown.
Yep. Friday night.
That's tomorrow night. Also, a couple weeks out, but we'll be playing in Ann Arbor at the Blue Tractor, or MASH rather, in the basement there.
Okay.
And that'll be all us. That's Friday, March 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an all high view show. We'll be playing all night. So.
Okay. So
that's a great little place to see a show, too. They get good food.
Nice.
And if you can, you know, just you got to elbow the college kids out of the way a little bit to make room on the dance floor. But you can actually dance, you know, right in front of the band. There is enough space.
Mm. Very good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sounds like a good time. I have not been there yet. I'll have to check that out. Where's that located approximately?
Boy. It's
if you don't know.
Ann Arbor.
It's on, I believe it's on Washington Street.
More on the north side of downtown.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. All right. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5 show, in the studio, the High Views. That's who you've been listening to since 5 o'clock. We got a few more songs to play up until 6. Coming up at 6, we have the Radio Mystery Theater with Boston Blackie. Take you back to the days of yesteryear when the families would sit in front of the radio, and that was the entertainment back then. And there was actually something worth listening to or watching back then, you know?
Takes me back to my high school days.
Yeah, not like these reality shows that we have now. Oh, my God. Don't get me started on that. I'll stop right now. Anyway, let's see. By my guesstimation, we have a track coming up called Still Counting?
Yep. This is another one off the record, so.
All right.
It's another 2-minute one, too, I think.
Oh, boy, I think we're going to have to go past 9 songs, then, if you're going to do that to me, gentlemen.
I know. All right, you guys ready?
Good times won't go.
Applause. Thank you.
Yes, sorry, no in-studio audience.
Yeah.
Just a few of us here.
Hey, it works.
We can only fit so many bodies in here, but that's all right. as long as we have the music in here, that's all that matters. What's that?
There you go.
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, you sounded a little distant there for a second.
Yeah, these buttons don't always, you know, register. You got to push them hard. So, all right. Yeah, I'm just thinking maybe we might have to squeeze in maybe at least one more song before we get out of here. Can you do that, gentlemen?
Oh, yeah.
Think you can manage? Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know people don't want to hear us just yak and yak. They'd rather hear the music.
Keep it going, for sure. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, because I think we've talked about most things. We've got the newest release, which is Not Slowing Down. And then, of course, we have the big show tomorrow at PJ's Lagerhouse. And that other one coming up in a couple of weeks.
March 11th at MASH.
At MASH, okay. All right. And I don't know, let's take a moment. And I always ask bands, like, what are some of your influences, if you don't mind? Just briefly, like people that inspired you or made you want to pick up the stand-up bass or the guitar or the drums.
All right, who's first? Alan, why don't you go for
Alan,
it, man?
Let's hear from
Alan's
Alan.
Been pretty quiet, man. Poor guy.
Yeah, we got to give him a chance
to say
something.
I'm not sure you can
talk through
anything.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey!
Perfect.
Awesome.
Ironically, who set me in motion was actually Carl Perkins, who is obviously not a drummer, but as a kid, just coming across him and when he did a Carl Perkins and Friends special, mm-hmm. and that just drove it home for me, and just brought it, you know, all the influences in, and just it was a stellar cast of the band that he had, and it was just that set the wheels in motion. And then obviously ironically took up the drums instead of guitar, but it led me to where I am today with these guys.
Okay, so it wasn't so much the drums themselves, but just the music.
It was the music, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Destiny.
Right.
He was one of the greats, but that was one of my dad's favorites when I was growing up, Carl Perkins.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Taught Elvis Presley how to sing rock and roll.
Nice.
A young gospel singer came into Sun Records, wanted to do rock and roll, and he didn't have an attitude for it. And Carl Perkins said, "Boy, you got to learn how to sing it."
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So since I picked a guitar player, Jeff, you have to pick a drummer.
No, come on, man. Well, I'm going to say something totally non-rockabilly, and Ringo Starr is one of my favorite drummers. So, you know, but that'll tick off drummers everywhere. Well, not all of them. A lot of them will understand. Anyways, but, you know, that's me. I like drummers that keep it, you know, straight up. I think Slim Jim's an amazing drummer. So, you know, Stray Cats, you know. But anyways, okay, I'll do my influences real quick. There's a whole lot of them, but, you know,
lately you kind of come to certain realizations, and I love Elvis, I love all that stuff, but to me, I think Little Richard is just the amazing, I Little Richard, that stuff back then must have just been as punk rock as you can get in my book.
In its day, yeah.
This guy was just nuts, you know.
Still kind of is.
I like the crazy stuff. I like Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis, of course, and then just the brilliance of, like, Buddy Holly was unbelievable. I mean, you know, he wins as far as the sheer just genius level stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, rock and roll stuff, I mean, that I love Elvis, but, you know, don't get me started, you know. He let me down, you know. You know, so, I mean, you know, well, the Colonel screwed it up, too, you know. But,
yeah.
But you know, it's, he was still Elvis. I loved all his stuff. You know, I like the Vegas Elvis. It's great. But, you know, but anyways, as far as the sheer, you know, real deal stuff, yeah, the early Little Richard and all that. And with me as a young, you know, guy in my 20s, you know, that as cliche as it is, you know, the Stray Cats was it for me because we had, you know, I was a suburban kid and you didn't hear any rockabilly at all. And that was it for me. You know, a buddy of mine bought their, you know, Bill for Speed album and he's playing it. And I'm like, what is this, like some, you know, something from the 50s, you know?
Like,
this is a brand new band, you know, really, you know. You want to go see him next week? And, yeah, let's go. And we saw him at St. Andrew's Hall in Detroit, and mind blown, that was it, you know. That was huge.
You were hooked.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, that they definitely, as they've been well accredited to, you know, just really jump-started, over here in the States at least, you know. But anyway, so, yeah, any of that stuff, I like it all. But,
okay.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all rock and roll. It's funny how we kind of all start in different places, but we kind of meet in this, you know, in the same point. I came from kind of more of a punk rock background. I started playing ska music when I was young on bass guitar, and you know, going into punk rock and hearing psychobilly, which is, you know, this sort of hybrid of rockabilly and punk rock, mm-hmm. from the 80s, and getting, yeah. into like 80s psychobilly bands And from there, you know, in a more traditional rockabilly, but that's when, you know, psychobilly is kind of what made me want to pick up the upright and you know, set down the bass guitar and, you know, just start getting that kind of percussive sound and slapping. And, and then, you know, from there into more traditional stuff, like, you know, what Alan and Jeff, you know, are into, you know, Carl Perkins and, you know, more obscure artists too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
And, Paul's actually been here before, right?
Yeah, is a while ago. My memory is a little hazy, but in 08 I was in a three-piece punk band called Taking on the World, who we played here in this very studio.
Okay.
I remember the weather was a lot better that day.
Yeah, more of a summertime show.
Yeah.
Today's nothing. I mean, to me it's ridiculous how people panic. Oh my God, you know. Shut down the schools, close everything, you know. I mean, our school is closed today, but we're here, aren't we?
Show goes on.
Because we're warriors. That's what we do. All right, let's get back into the music.
All right. We've had this nice quiet talk. I think we need to kick it up a notch.
Kick it up. Let's wake these listeners up.
This is the loud version of the High Views right here.
There you go.
Get a beer, looking for trouble, honey, don't you fear.
That ain't your moon is full, I'm
hoping it's certain, maybe that ain't your
moon. Oh, no, it's going down tonight. Let's go fly through the town tonight. Well, come on,
little baby, and ride with me. Come on, little baby, and ride with me.
There's no side town you want to see.
Oh, little baby, and ride with me.
Come on!
Friends keep saying you're still in school. You ain't one to wanna break the rules.
I can't help it, you knock me out with the way you do that little pile. I ask a kid, you know you wanna go. Hell to the metal, let's go, go, go. Well, come on,
little baby, and ride with me.
Come on, little baby, and ride with me.
There's no side town, you are safe. Come on, little baby, and ride with me.
Come on! Woo!
my whiskey gin. I ain't shut the door till you're hopping in. If you don't like drinking, just enjoy the ride. I'll show you how we do it on the other side. Third time's charm, plain to see. More got my baby sitting next to me. Well, come on, little baby, and ride with me. Go, little baby, and ride with me. There's another side town, USA. Come on, little baby, and ride with me. Well, come on.
Come on, baby.
Well, come on, home. Yeah, come on. Ride with me.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, party's on, now you're with me. Come on, little baby, and ride with me. Come on, little baby. Come on, little baby. Little baby, and ride with me.
All right, I think that did the trick. I'm going now, man. All right. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5, live with the High Views in the studio as we speak. And they're going to be doing a show tomorrow at PJ's Lager House if you're interested. And we want to remind you, they go on early, so don't show up late.
Well, not that early. Right, like 9:30, something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
But they're not going to be the last band on, so if you do want to check them out, then you don't want to wait till the witching hour or later like that. So you got some great people playing with you. You got the Twistin' Tarantulas. You guys going to do a bass off?
Ooh. I don't know if I'm quite ready to challenge Pete yet.
No?
I don't know.
Yeah.
A bit of a different style they have, too.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think it's really a one-to-one match there.
Will be some amazing guitar players there tomorrow night. On the low end of that spectrum.
Let's not forget
there's
going to
be some crazy
players.
Good guitar players. I shouldn't plug names, but Carl Bradychock, if anybody's ever heard of Carl, he's playing with Tarantulas, and he's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we interviewed him on the Wrecking Hours show, and we've been playing his stuff for a while.
Yeah.
He's a teenage phenom on guitar.
Insane, yeah. And I don't say that lightly, because I'm not a big guitar-worshipping kind of guy, you know. I'm a caveman myself, but, you know.
Yeah.
But anyways, but Carl's phenomenal, and I mean, and then just the other bands, too, you know, and even don't know the guy's name, but the guy that plays in the Whiskey Daredevils is equally just insane. These guys are guitar. I mean, they just live it, breathe it. They play. It's nuts, you know. But, I mean, and they're a band that I can't say enough good things about, too. Seriously, the Whiskey Daredevils, you know, they're making the long drive in. So, and they're going on last. And so, once again, kind of, you know, the whole get there early thing.
But stay late.
Stay late, please, you know, because they're so good, too. And they're great. I mean, it's kind of a cowpunk stuff and incredibly good. So
that'll be worth sticking around for.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, yeah. And it's not like it's going to be crazy late. You know, like I say, we're trying to keep this thing going. So.
And it is Friday. You know.
Exactly. You know, and it's not horrible outside. It won't be. So that's
not
good.
By tomorrow.
I can control the weather.
You were that good, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
He was probably talking about Gary Cipriano on guitar from the Whiskey Daredevils. Yeah. Yeah. Really, really good player.
Oh, man.
They're doing more of they're mixing it up, too, with like a lot of the bands will be tomorrow night between psychobilly, rockabilly, and just alt-country sounds. You know, you're going to get a lot of different flavors from each one. And, of course, the Ruiner is doing this new, like, gothabilly kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a garage surf rockabilly crossover, which we usually tend to call gothabilly.
Yeah. I like the
and
zombie
highly
episode.
Highly entertaining, too. No doubt about that. Yes.
All right. Let's do another one.
All right. This one's called Sleepy Town.
Well, come on now, girl, won't you dance with me? Just bring a couple drinks and the rest is free. Sitting here alone, ain't nothing going on. It's on the afternoon, there's no one else around. Wide awake in a sleepy town. They rolled up the side, pulled down the shades. We're staring out the barge in the sunlight. My Cadillac's ready, we can put the top down. It's on the afternoon, there's no one else around. Wide awake in a sleepy town. Hey. Oh. Hey.
whole lot of better places we can be. My Cadillac's ready and we're big city bound. Sunday afternoon, yeah, we're big city bound. I'll say goodbye to this sleepy town. Sunday afternoon, yeah, we're big city bound.
Right. Yeah, starting to feel it for sure. We're picking it up. Why don't we keep things going? We're going to do, can we do two more?
Yeah.
All right. I know you already wanted to do I Want It Back and then just figure out another one. That'll bring us up to like 6 o'clock.
We're having a quick band meeting in a second.
Oh, no problem, man. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
The meeting's done. We figured it out.
All right, so
we're gonna play one of ours, and we're gonna break tradition here on this, and we're gonna play a tune that is near and dear to our heart that is a cover.
Okay,
so we'll end with that one.
And I imagine our listeners will recognize it. We don't have to announce it or anything.
I hope so, man. This is it's one of the best songs ever. So, anyways, we'll see what happens. All right, this is ours. This one's called "I Want It Back."
Took my life and want it back. May look fine, but it's just bad. Only gonna make it simple fact. That's took my life and I want it back. Well, took my smile, took my joy, took the look of a small town boy. Thought it was funny when I told it to go. With a shirt on my back and a six pack of gold. Late last night there was a robbery. When I look in the mirror, ain't nothing to see. Cause took my life and I want it back. May look fine, but it's just bad. Only funny thing is simple fact. That's took my laugh and I want it back. Come on, boys. Hey. Well, crying comes easy when it's all you got. And you're stuck with the blues and won't die. Hard campaign, I hear from a friend. Looking is funny when the good times end. When she was here, she brought a smile to my face. Now I'm sitting all alone in an empty place. Cause she took my laugh and want it back. I may look fine, but it comes to bad. Only funny thing is simple fact. That she took my laugh and want it back. She came back home to be a happy man. I love that girl just the best I can. Until then I'm gonna wear a frown. Nothing is funny when the sun goes down. Can't stop thinking how it used to be. Now I'm a living in a misery. Cause she took my life and I want it back. May look fine but it's just a man. Only funny thing is simple fact. Max took my life and I want it back. When I took my life took my life and I want it back.
All right. I Want It Back. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. You have been listening to the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studios for the last hour, approximately. We've had the High Views in. All right. I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming down and playing for us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Bill Giorgio said he's listening in, said everything sounds great, guys.
Hey, very cool.
Bill Giorgio, of course, of Nobody's Business. Yeah. Yeah. Long supporter of the radio station here in the Wrecking Hours.
Yes, Nobody's indeed. Business.
Good guy.
Also featuring Dave Roof. To bring things full circle to who we mentioned earlier, who recorded us.
Yeah. Dave Roof of Rooftop Studios. Yeah, he's the bass player for Nobody's Business.
I am not ready to take Dave on and a bass off.
One of these days.
No. Me and a guitar off either, because he's ridiculously good at that, too. Anyway.
All right, so you gentlemen have one more for us, then?
We got one oldie and a goodie.
All right.
This is one of the best. All right, let's do it, guys.
Well, news of sauce have been flying around. I'm the only one seen it on the ground. First thing I seen when it's on his land. Jumped out and he started a band. Well, lights on, super rock and roll.
stop me dead. Ow! Well, the little mean men, they were real heavy hands, rocking and a rolling through the crazy flats. They bought out of sacks and he started to blow. Bought out a drummer and he started to blow. Well, lines also rock and roll. Also rock and roll. Good news, man. Good news, man. But the crazy beat just stopped me dead. Oh! Woo! Well, I came out of hiding and I started to rock. Those little green men told me how to do the bop. They were 3 foot high, hit a few balls. I rock and rollin' all the way from Moswell. Lines also rock and roll. Lines also rock and roll. Couldn't stand the nation. But the crazy beat just to stop me dead.
All right, gentlemen. Well, I guess I lied. I mean, we're still...
Still got like almost 5 minutes left.
You got one more short one you can squeeze in.
That song was it's going to be in the soundtrack to the upcoming Independence Day 2 movie.
Flying Saucer Rock and
Roll. We got to look forward to that one, then.
Billy Lee Riley tune.
Yes.
That's right. Very good. Well, how do you not know? I mean, no offense, man, but that's 101. But yes,
mm-hmm. One of the guys that got overshadowed by Elvis's success at Sun Records.
I saw Billy Lee. Did you happen by any chance to see Billy Lee when he played at the Magic Stick, I think, with Lee, opened up for Lee Rocker?
Yeah, absolutely.
Were you at that one?
Totally. That was a great show. Yeah.
It was good. Yes, indeed. Do we want to squeak a song in, guys?
Sure.
All right. I have no lists in front of me whatsoever. What do you think, Alan?
You want another cover? Oh, yeah. We can throw a cover out there. I don't care.
I knew he'd say that. Sure. Yeah, we'll do a cover. All right. Let's go. Here we go.
One more midnight, her man's too gone. The night moves too slow. Tries to remember the heat of his touch while I'm listening to the roaring. Calls no preamble, quest an old song. Something he used to know. She prays to herself that wherever he is, she's listening to the roaring. This song comes from 1962, dedicated to a man who's gone. Mexico, Susan Born Radio, Susan Born Radio. Thinks of a son asleep in his room, how her man won't see him go. Thinks of a life and she hopes for change while listening to the Born Radio. Mexico, this is Born Radio, this is Born Radio. Play her too much, she can't concentrate. She wonders why he had to go. One more night, her man is still gone. She's listening to the Born Radio. This song comes from 1962. Dedicated to a man who's gone. And I'm 50,000 watts out of Mexico. This is Born Radio. This is Born Radio. This is Born Radio.
Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan is a comprehensive public college serving about 18,000 students each year in Southeast Michigan. HFC is dedicated to preparing students for the rapidly changing workplace in today's world by offering more than 100 associate degree and university transfer programs. HFC also specializes in customized workforce development training for business and industry. Since its founding in 1938, HFC has been the gateway to higher education for thousands of students who seek an affordable, high-quality post-secondary education. To learn more about what HFC has to offer, please visit us at www.hfcc.edu or you can call the campus office at 1-800-585-HFCC. Your future begins now, and it begins right here at Henry Ford College.
WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.FM. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston